Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com and the conclusion of our three-part study titled 2016 Prophecy Watch List.
So let's close with a quick rundown of our prophecy watch list. The stage is being set. So we watch for increasing apostasy, leaving Christians with shrinking associations, and we're seeing that. We hear from people all the time. Some of you drove a distance today. Why? Because to find a real church that preaches the Bible is getting difficult.
Yes, right.
And we hear from people all over the world and all over the country. There are people watching right now live on Facebook. The reason we're doing that is because they can't find a good church. Yeah. It's going to get worse before it gets better, folks. Hate to tell you. Just a fact.
Let me show you how it works. A trust in me.
I can't be bothered with that. I have no time for that sort of nonsense.
It's that simple. That's when someone starts preaching. If you're here and you're learning the truth, you're in the Word learning the truth, and some snake comes along to feed you some lies, what do? You do exactly what you just saw. Take that paw and just boom, right on the ground.
Amen.
Amen. I don't have time for that sort of nonsense. The Bible says this is going to happen. Again, God said it was going to happen. Don't get all depressed and upset about it. It's just the reality that Jesus said we should be looking for. Luke 17:26. Jesus said, "And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man." And you all know that Noah had a church of 10,000 people and sold books like hotcakes, and he just couldn't. They were knocking the doors down to get in the ark.
Yeah.
Amen. I mean, if you're one of those preachers, don't you ever look in the mirror and say, all of these end time prophecies are coming true, and Jesus said that the preachers would be like Noah, and he only had family to get on the boat, and then three in-laws.
Yeah.
And I'm selling my books like hotcakes, and I'm filling this place. They don't do that because their God is mammon. Watch for increasing hatred of Christians. Of course, I didn't show it today, but we put a video up. Jenny and I went out to do a little street preaching this week, and we got it from a Satanist and somebody from the Vineyard. And they were both blaspheming and cussing. And you know what? When someone comes up to me, they disagree or whatever, I'll try to talk to them. But when they start blaspheming in the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke them.
Amen.
And I don't do it. Now, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. So don't watch that video if you're faint of heart, because I'm in their face.
Amen.
And I'll keep doing it. I just pray God keeps bringing them. If these other preachers won't do it, bring them to me. I'll do it. If you won't do it, shame on you. Bring them to me. I'll do it.
Amen.
I'll tell them. I'm not bragging, I'm just telling you. I think it's sad that we don't have more preachers with spines who will tell somebody, "You're of the devil. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. You're going to burn in hell if you don't repent." That's how they used to preach when America was America. The reason America isn't America today is because we have a bunch of transgendered mutes in pulpits acting like women. Preach like a man. Watch for increased hatred of Christians and preachers.
Yeah.
You're going to preach it. I get it. And I don't whine about it because I love it. Why? Because Jesus told me it was going to happen.
Amen.
Blessed are you when men revile you. Oh, pour it on, Lord. You think I'm crazy? I think you're crazy. Jesus said, "I'm blessed. Pour it on." Some of you want to be the Mr. Rogers of our generation. I got news for you. That's all we got, Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
And that's fine for 4 and 5 year olds, folks. But we're talking about grown adults.
Mm-hmm.
Stop talking with a lisp and a limp wrist and start acting like a man.
Amen.
Amen.
Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you doeth God's service. Well, that's what they're doing in Muslim countries already.
Yeah.
And I got news for you. The sodomites and liberals, if they had their chance at you, they'd take it. We're there, folks. Now, that specifically will come to pass fully in the tribulation period, but when you see it coming about, you know you're close. You watch for decreased emphasis on sound biblical doctrine. I just like to go to my church because it makes me feel good. And I like to walk out just, you know, feeling inspired. And you know, when we leave, it just, I just feel so happy. You know what? You ought to be feeling that way now.
Amen.
If you're listening to what I'm preaching and you're not happy, if it's not exciting you, you're backslidden.
Amen.
So what do you do? Get right. Get right. Confess your sin. Lord, I'm self-centered and I'm disgusting in your sight. I know it. I'm lukewarm. You would like to vomit me out of your mouth, but I confess my sin right now and I ask you to fill me with your Spirit and make me the kind of Christian that I ought to be.
Amen.
Mm. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. We read this last week, I think, but it says, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables, which we've been talking about.
Amen.
Yep. That's what's going to happen. And some of your Christian friends are already doing it or going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Note, this will result in worldwide worship of Antichrist and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast. As you see the world coming together and holding their hands in unity, in ecumenical unity, not doctrinal unity, you know we're getting close.
Amen.
And the final point. Jesus said to watch. He also said to look up.
Amen.
So, I'm telling you, this ought to be exciting. You ought to walk out of here looking up and saying, come quickly, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Why? Jesus said in Luke 21:28, and when these things begin to come to pass. See, he'd been talking about the future prophecies. Now he steps back and he looks at the people who are sitting there right with him right there. And he says, when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh.
Amen.
And so I tell Jenny, I'll see something on TV, makes me mad, I want to pick something up and throw it. But then I stop and I think, hey, Jesus said that was going to happen. Is that not awesome? We're sitting there watching on TV the fulfillment of prophecy. And so then you get excited and the TV survives another day.
Amen.
Glory.
Glory.
And Danny, would you mind turning the lights on there? We'll close with a word of prayer. And then we're going to have a song. We're going to have you sing 113. Go ahead and turn there. Have the musicians come forward. 113. Because none of this means anything if you're not saved.
Amen.
You can be completely aware. You can be completely informed. You can know what you need to know about Bible prophecy. And you'll still go to hell if you're not saved.
Amen.
Read the words as you sing the words.
Yeah.
I want to tell you something. I heard a lot of this growing up, and I still lived in sin. I heard a lot of this. We had a preacher named B.R. Lakin, one of the most well-known great evangelists of the 20th century, came to Wheelersburg Baptist Church. And that man, with tears, urged everyone not to leave without knowing Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And in tears, urging everyone to think about the fact that at any moment the church could be raptured and this great tribulation starts.
Yeah.
But even without that, we're not guaranteed another heartbeat.
Amen.
And today's Christians are too sophisticated for that. Oh, we don't want to scare people into heaven. I do.
Amen.
Listen up. You could die in the next minute. You better get right, because if you're not saved, you'll go to a very real place called hell.
Amen.
It's real. And just as real as heaven. And we love you enough to tell you the truth.
Amen.
And it doesn't matter whether you're watching live on Facebook, or you're watching on a video, or you're listening on the radio, or you're sitting right here right now. If you will turn with repentance toward God, saying, I am a sinner and I know that. I deserve hell and I know that. But I know Jesus died on the cross and shed His blood. I know that when they put Him in that tomb on the third day, He rose from the dead. He's alive today. I'm putting my trust in Him and Him alone. And I believe I'm saved.
Amen.
You do it right now, you're saved.
Amen.
Would to God we heard that thundering from the pulpits in America today.
Amen.
And would to God everybody who heard it would believe it.
Amen.
And when you think about the old rugged cross, Jesus on that cross, He's there for you. They beat Him. They put a crown of thorns on His head for me. They nailed Him to that cross for me. Don't think about other people. Think about yourself. He's there for you.
Amen.
And when I got saved, it came on me like I'd never thought of it before and realized that He did that for me.
Amen.
But I knew the moment I believed, I just knew I was forgiven.
Amen.
I'm saved. Saved. That's why we sing about the cross. A torture stake. A method of killing someone. Why do we sing about that? Because if it weren't for that, we'd be in hell.
Amen.
Amen.
So sing these last two verses like you're saved. If you're saved, sing it like you're saved. Let's sing these last two. Go ahead.
Yeah. took me down. Last I lay down.
I can't wait, amen.
I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Can you say, thank you for saving me? Thank you for saving me, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Why we read in 1 Corinthians 15, I want you to read that with me. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. And that just means unless you just flippantly said, oh yeah, I believe. There have been many people have a preacher come to their door, knock on the door, and say, oh, say the sinner's prayer, and oh, okay, well, blah, 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 blah. And they don't mean it. Listen, folks, you know your heart. I don't. You know your mind. I don't. And no one else does. But if you have not been serious with God and really believed the gospel, you're on your way to hell. You have purposely put a wall of separation between you and God. Because you've not taken this seriously. But if you will take it seriously and really search your heart and say, I believe this gospel. And what is the gospel? Read verses 3 and 4 with me. Here it is. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. That's it. You seriously, before God, believe that He died for your sins and paid the full price. He rose from the dead and conquered sin and death. And by that alone, you have eternal life. The Bible says you are saved. But if not, then not. That's how simple it is. You know, religion stinks. Because religion muddies the waters. Religion makes you think that church membership or having a title or something like that is going to help you. in dealing with your sin. Let me tell you something. You sinned against God, not the religious people, not the institutions who are giving you all these false promises. You sinned against God, and what He says matters. And if you sinned against God, He is infinite. Your sin requires an infinite payment. That's why you can't work for it. You can work your entire life and do the best you can, and it's still finite. You can never do enough works to pay for the cost of sin. And Jesus dying on the cross was an infinite payment for your sin. And that's why He's your only hope.
Come.
time of the rapture.
Nice. Oh, I'm going to play this. I'm going to give you.